on performing simulations on how the sound could penetrate in the brain, because we knew that those frogs, they don't have an outer ear, but they can hear sound. So by simulating how ultrasound and sound could go directly from the air to the brain, we noticed that almost no signal was going in the brain, but the mouth was flashing. So we had a lot of signal in the mouth. So we performed additional simulation to see if the mouth could resonate at the right frequency, and that's exactly what happened.
This is actually the first land-living vertebra known to use its mouth for hearing.
Well, it's difficult to know if it's the first one, if it's the only one. Prior to our work, people thought that they were not using their mouth. It seems, according to our work, that it is most likely that they use their mouth. Now, we might have to use the same simulations on other animals to verify if others are also using it or not. It's difficult to say, to know if it's the only one on Earth or if there are others that use the same thing. But it shows that it's a very old kind of animal, and obviously they did not evolve as other species in order to hear sounds. They did not develop a middle ear, and so it's just that we were concentrating on this type of frog in our study, and that's the discovery we had in this particular frog, but others might use the same way of amplifying sound in order to hear the sound without the middle ear.
These frogs, despite hearing through their mouth, they actually make a lot of noise.
Well, it was known that those frogs could produce sound, and also we performed in this study some playback experiments on site. So we were recording the sound that they were doing, and then we were playing this sound back, and we saw that those frogs were reacting. So they can produce sound, and they react to sound. So the question was, how can they hear without a middle ear?
So if they make sound and hear through their mouth, can they do that at the same time? Can they both hear and produce sound at the same time?
It's a very good question. We did not investigate this. It seems that it should be difficult for them to do both at the same time.
This particular frog, it's a very rare species, which is only found in the Seychelles.
It was on one of the islands in the Seychelles. It is known that it's possible to find those frogs on this island. So we went there on purpose, and once we found those frogs, that's when we recorded the sound. So it's possible to find them if you look for them. It's not easy. It's true that you don't find those frogs in your garden, but it's possible. So if you go onside on this specific island, you can find those. And if you know how to recognize them, then it's possible. That's what Renaud Boistel did, one of the researchers.
During the course of your research, what else have you found out about this frog?
One interesting thing is that we did not study only those frogs. Once we found out that those particular frogs obviously were using the mouth to hear sounds, we also investigated, not with simulations, but just the anatomy of other frogs that we divided into two categories. One, just the same as the frogs that we were studying, who do not have a middle ear, and some other frogs that have a middle ear. What we found is that all frogs that doesn't have a middle ear, for those ones, the inner ear that can translate the sound into signals that can be processed by the brain, the inner ear is closer to the mouth. So it's a good indication to see how maybe some frogs evolved in developing a middle ear and the other ones evolved without developing a middle ear, but by just trying to have the inner ear as close as possible to the mouth. So this was also an interesting indirect result. It was just to verify our hypothesis, and it's interesting to see that maybe some frogs evolved differently and chose different solutions in order to try to hear sounds. It might tend to show that there is, in fact, another way to hear sounds different from what humans use. It's an interesting finding, confirming all results and seeing two different types of frogs and all of those having almost the same evolution.